Boswell BC fans, this very special episode speaks to a timely issue. It's a bit different, so get ready to enjoy the 8th episode in the 2nd season of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell BC, Before the Crash.
You should be used to this side of me by now, but just in case, this is Ryan, Trillistel's finest private detective. Before I tell you how the most unusual case of my career ended, and we're coming up to that end very quickly, my feminine side has a few things to say. When this case began with Neela walking into my office, demanding that I help her find her brother, I was a different man. It hasn't been all that long ago, but it certainly seems like it. Before Neela challenged me to get in touch with my feminine side, feminine meant something totally different to me. When I saw a woman, all I saw was a dame, a doll face, a sweetheart. In other words, an object instead of a person. And I hate to say it, but an object is meant to be used, while a person is meant to be related to. As long as I saw a woman as an object, it gave me an excuse to treat her in whatever way was best for me. I suppose when Neela didn't allow me to treat her that way, my fragile masculine ego began to unravel, just a bit. Somehow my feminine side took that unraveling and began the process, slow as it was, of creating a way for my feminine side to be integrated with my masculine side. I went from ignoring Neela's opinion to eventually really wanting her to tell me what she thought, because I was slowly learning to see her as an equal. And then there was Eddie. Because I saw her only as a ditzy secretary, I left myself wide open to be fooled, and was I ever fooled. Again, it was because I didn't allow myself to see the inherent power in a woman. And speaking of Eddie, she was on her way to the same place on Earth in 1947 as we were. Along the way, she had a stop to make.
I'll be with you in a jiffy. Sit anywhere you like. You're lucky. Just had a big group leave, so you can... Well, well. Look what the cat drug in. I ain't seen you in... How long's it been?
Oh, probably 10-12 cycles.
Long enough for you to become... What is it they call you now? The grand leader of the Metsies?
Yeah, long enough for that.
See? I've been keeping up with my little sister, even if she has forgotten where she came from.
Come on, Ral. Do we really have to do this?
Have to do what? Tell the truth? You didn't even come back when Mama died. I guess you're too good for us backward folks, huh?
I need some information.
Yeah, I didn't think this was just a family visit. What information?
Are you still involved the galaxy's black market?
The black market? Little old me? Why would you think I'd be getting my hands dirty like that?
You don't think we have a way of keeping up with the illegal activity in our galaxy?
Illegal? I'm just trying to make a living.
And you're doing it by selling whatever and whoever you can get your hands on. That kind of independence doesn't fit with the Metsies. Even I can't protect you forever.
Oh, now, sweetie, I just run my little diner here. I do sell a lot of pie and coffee.
I'm sure you do.
Would you like a piece? Or better yet, why don't you try some of this rutabaga cake I'm making for Junior? Hot out of the oven. You remember Mama's rutabaga cake, don't you? I used her recipe.
Yes, I remember. So, Junior must be grown by now.
That's for sure. He's a big old boy. A little slow, but I can usually get him to do what I want. Too bad he's not here to see his aunt.
Where is he?
Oh, he's running an errand for me. So, what do you want to know?
Have you ever seen these?
Well, now, let me take a look at that picture. Looks like a couple of little figurines. Cute, but why do you want them?
You don't need to know. Just tell me if you've seen them on the market or not.
No, I can't say as I have. But I have seen him.
What?
Yeah, that one looks just like a young fella who stopped in here the other day.
Orb was here?
Orb, is that his name? I sure wish Orb would have stayed a little longer. I know some folks who sure would have loved to meet that young man.
I'm sure you do, but I'm the one who needs to find him. Quickly.
Well, you came to the right place. That's the errand I sent Junior on.
What?
Yep. I told Junior I'd bake him this rutabaga cake if he'd bring that young man back here. And the last time I talked to him, he was getting real close. Here's the planet he's chased him to.
Well, that fits with the information I have as well. I have someone there waiting for Orb to show up.
So, I guess we'll see who finds this Orb first. If Junior brings him back, I just might let you bid on him with the other buyers.
Ralph, do you want to stay in business without any interference from the Metzies?
Are you threatening me, little sister?
You can take that any way you'd like. Just to be safe, I think you better come with me.
Well, I can see by the number of your guards outside that I really don't have a choice.
No, you don't. I can't take the chance of you and Junior messing this up.
All right, then. I guess it'll give me a chance to check out the wise one Junior kidnapped on the way.
The wise one? From the planet of children?
Some of my buyers have been asking if I had any children for sale. So, Junior picked one up for me.
That wasn't smart. Those children are dangerous. Their planet is the only one in our galaxy that we have not been able to control. Derelta is completely under our rule. We've made inroads into Trillistel and every other planet but that one.
Junior can take care of some little kid.
Not the Junior I remember. Box up that rutabaga cake. We may need it. And bring the list of the traders you deal with. If we can find who has these figurines, we might not even need to find Orb.
Little sister, when we were growing up, I never cared much for you. But you know what?
What?
I still don't.
Go. Now.
As the old Ryan, I could have never imagined that the most powerful enemy I would ever face would be a woman. And had I not begun to get in touch with my feminine side, that woman would have... Well, we're not to that part of the story yet, but we're getting close. Very, very close.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Sisters and features the voices of Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, and Alethea Hartwell as Ral, the diner lady. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hundy. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Relicwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.